Strategies for Spiritual Harvest, Chapter 8, Reaping by Revelation. Key verse: But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Introduction. It is not enough to know strategies for spiritual harvest. You must also understand the method and tool for harvesting. The method is the way you use the strategies you have learned. You must do God's work His way. His way is that of divine revelation and results in spiritual reproduction. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. Isaiah chapter 30, verses 21 and 23. This is reaping by revelation from God, rather than by man's methods. Stewards of the mystery. Believers are stewards of the mysteries of God. A steward is one in charge of something on behalf of another. A mystery is something not known by others. God has given us a commission to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 9 to 11. God has revealed to the church the mystery of salvation through Jesus Christ. By the church he is making known this mystery to the universe. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. The church is the instrument through which the mysteries of God are revealed to sinful humanity. Our mission is one of reaping by revelation. A seed shall serve him. The natural cycle of harvest is based on the principle of multiplication. The seed is sown and produces a harvest. Within the fruit of that harvest are the seeds of further reproduction. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. Genesis chapter 1, verse 12. These seeds can multiply and bring forth another harvest. The cycle is unending. And this natural cycle is a great spiritual truth. It is one of the reasons Jesus used the harvest to illustrate the vision of reaching the world with the gospel. Just as each grain or fruit harvested has the capacity for reproduction in the natural world, so it is in the spiritual world. Jesus was referred to as a seed. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. A seed shall serve him, it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Psalm 22, verses 27 and 30. When Jesus died on the cross for the sins of all mankind, the seed of his life was planted. What a rich harvest it has yielded, as multitudes have been saved from sin to salvation and from death to life. Each born-again believer is like a seed in the natural world. Within each one is life and the capacity to reproduce. This is truth both in the natural and spiritual worlds. The world was reached. It was a great vision with which Jesus challenged his followers. The harvest fields of the world spread before them. They had no modern technology, such as printing presses, radios, televisions, and computers to enable their task. They had no rapid transportation, such as buses, cars, trains, or airplanes. Yet the Bible records that in a short time, they literally turned the world upside down for Jesus Christ. And when they found them not, they drew certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, "These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." Acts chapter 17, verse 6. The vision was accomplished by men who understood God's method of multiplication and knew how to harvest spiritually. All over the world, there are ripened spiritual harvest fields, but souls are perishing despite modern technology. The reason is that many have not understood the method and tool for reaping in Revelation harvest. The method. Modern churches have tried many methods to spread the gospel and increase church membership. They have used contests, prizes, and special programs to attract a crowd. They have used many man-made plans in trying to accomplish spiritual work. Spiritual work is done by spiritual methods. God would not leave his followers with such a great vision to fulfill without providing a method to make it become reality. The method can be seen in the natural parallel of the fruit of the harvest, which has the ability to reproduce. It is summarized in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." The world was not reached by just the 11 disciples of Jesus Christ. Every believer was a reproducing Christian. The world today will never be reached by only the professional ministers and missionaries. There are not enough of them. 99% of the church is composed of laymen. This is the labor force that must be motivated if we are to reach 3 billion souls for Jesus Christ. The Bible records that great persecution came against the early church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Acts chapter 8, verses 1 and 4. The apostles, who were the church leaders and full-time ministers, remained in Jerusalem. It was the scattered believers who went everywhere preaching the word. Each believer was reproducing other believers and discipling them in the kingdom of God. Those scattered were fishermen, tent makers, and seamstresses by occupation, but their main concern was the spread of the gospel message. When Saul was persecuting the early church, it is recorded that he not only entered the temples, but also into every house to arrest believers. Acts chapter 8, verse 3. This was because every home was a center of spiritual harvest. With every believer reproducing and every home a center of evangelism, closing the church doors would not stop the spread of the gospel. Just as every believer in the early church was reproductive, every home had a special mission. For example, the following events occurred in the homes of believers. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and 46. Pentecost came in the upper room of a house. After Pentecost, the believers met daily in homes. Acts chapter 9, verses 11 and 17. Ananias went to the house of Judas and ministered to Paul. This resulted in the spread of the gospel to the Gentiles. Acts chapters 10 to 11. While praying in a home, Peter received a revelation, which resulted in the extension of the gospel to the Gentiles. Acts chapter 12, verse 12, chapter 16, verse 15, and verses 21 to 24, and verse 40. Prayer meetings of believers were held in the home of Mary, Lydia, and Jairus. Acts chapter 20, verse 20. Paul not only taught publicly, but also in homes. Acts chapter 21, verses 8 to 14. Prophetic revelation was given to Paul in the house of Philip. Acts chapter 28, verses 30 to 31. Paul preached and taught in a rented house. Romans chapter 16, verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 15 and 19. Colossians chapter 4, verse 15. And Philemon 2. References are made to the churches in the homes of Priscilla and Aquila, Stephanas, Nymphas, and Archippus. Every home was a center of spiritual reproduction. Every believer was reproducing. Your home is not to be a center of defensive spiritual warfare where you constantly must be protecting from the attack of the enemy. It is to be a stronghold of offensive spiritual warfare, advancing the gospel message and claiming enemy territory for God. Teach one to reach one. The method is simple. Each believer reproducing other believers, teaching faithful men who are able to teach others. Just as in the natural example of the fruit of the harvest, the cycle is unending. But the results of this plan make it easy to understand how the early church turned the world upside down with the gospel message. Look at the chart on the following page. This chart uses the period of a year as the average time necessary to reach a person with the gospel and train him to be a reproductive Christian. In reality, the process could take more or less time, depending on the people involved. But using 1 year as an average time, if a believer would reach just one person and disciple them each year, and have them pledged to disciple one person each year thereafter, the world could easily be reached with a gospel message. The chart shows that during the first year, the Christian is discipling one person. At the end of that year, there are now two faithful people, the believer and the person he has discipled. During the next year, each of them reach one person. At the end of the second year, there is a total of four people, each of whom will reach one person the following year. If you are a member of a local church, take the total membership of your church and multiply it by 131,072. Your answer is the number of people your church could harvest in the next 17 years if each member was reproducing. God has always used men and women to fulfill His will. God's method for harvesting requires men. Man searches for better methods, but God seeks for better men. The world takes able men who are talented and tries to give them character. God says to take men of character, faithful men, and He will develop them into able men. As a steward of the mysteries of God, all that is required is that you are faithful. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 to 2. It is not required that you are educated or talented. It is only required that you are faithful. Faithful men and women committing the gospel to other faithful men and women who are able to teach others. This is God's revelation for reaping the harvest.